Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. We are busy around the fairgrounds this morning getting ready to kick off the 2022 Cass County Fair. Judging starts today with our 4-H and FFA static exhibits, our bucket of junk, and our Clover Kids Showcase entries, all coming into the Community Center today. Those will be judging for the majority of the day, and the building will close down this evening while we get all of those arranged, and we hope you will visit us on Thursday when the building opens to the public. Also happening on Thursday, the majority of our livestock will be weighed in throughout the day on Thursday. Our horse show gets underway with the timed events at 2 p.m. Our building opens to the public at 5 p.m., Come find out what went to State Fair for all of our exhibitors, see all the static exhibits on display, and be sure and join us at 5 p.m. for the food sale. All of those tasty goodies that our 4-H members brought will be for sale in the foyer of the Cass County Community Center. We hope you'll stick around throughout the evening on Thursday as we get ready to kick off fair with our opening of the Little Miss and Mister contest happening at 7 p.m. and the King and Queen contest lining up at 7:30 p.m. During the intermission of King and Queen contest, we will have our 4-H awards program and senior recognition going on. I want to remind folks that if you are interested in entering the Little Miss and Mister contest, anyone between age 5 and 8 can do that, but those entries need to be turned into the office by noon today, Wednesday, in order to be eligible for the Little Miss and Mister contest. On Friday, we weigh in the last of our livestock, and we start bright and early with our rabbit show and horse show kicking off early in the morning. Our community center and 4-H and FFA exhibits open at 10 a.m. The dog show is in the outdoor show arena at 11 a.m. The commercial barns open on Friday as well. The Atlantic Elks will be hosting a bingo in there that afternoon. Our Clover Kids animal show in the outdoor show ring at 3:30. Share the Fun Style Show and Table Setting Awards in the Community Center at 5:30. And in the grandstand, we have Mutton Busting at 6:30, followed by Bull Riding at 8 p.m. On Saturday is our Sheep Show and Pet Show in the morning. Meat Goat and Dairy Goat Show follows those. We've got our Herd Dog Trials in the Horse Arena. Family Fun Day on the fairgrounds from noon to 5 p.m. That is a new event where families can pick up a scavenger hunt in the commercial barns, visit a whole bunch of booths set up by community organizations around the fairgrounds, and do a whole bunch of free, fun family activities. Also in the community center that day, we'll have our communication exhibits. Atlantic Elks are back in the commercial barn with bingo, livestock judging contest in the outdoor show ring, youth water fights, and a tractor pull up on the hill starting at 6 p.m. Sunday brings the swine show, the fair tractor ride, and the poultry show all kicking off in the morning. The tractors will be back on the fairgrounds for a display starting at noon, decorators showcase in the building at noon. Our Pigs Pals show follows the swine show in the afternoon. Pedal tractor pull happening here in mid-afternoon. County Fair Church Service Cow-Calf and Feeder Calf show at 5:30 and the Horse Fun show at 6:30. And Sunday wraps up in the grandstand with the golf cart races at 7. Monday is the last day of competition here at the fair. The beef show starts at 8 a.m. in the outdoor show ring. Best of Iowa contest in the community center at 9 a.m. The Rotary Watermelon Feed at the outdoor show ring at 11 a.m. Our building awards wrap up the day at 4 p.m. and then head over to the Parade of Champions and the Bucket of Junk auction in the outdoor show ring at 5:45 before we wrap up fair with our Grand Champion beef selection in the outdoor show ring at 6:30 p.m. We hope you'll come back and support all of our exhibitors at the livestock sale on Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. in our indoor show arena. Lots of other fun things going on throughout the week. We will have our commercial buildings open from noon to 9 p.m. Friday through Monday. An archery open shoot fundraiser on the fairgrounds from 9 a.m. to 4 on Saturday. The carnival opens at noon every day from Thursday through Monday. And a whole bunch of other activities for your family to come out and enjoy as the Cass County Fair kicks off. The food stand opens on Thursday as well, as does the Chuck Wagon and the FFA food stand. If you want to find the full schedule as well as all of the food stand lunch specials and more, we do invite you to check out the Cass County Extension website. We have the fair page posted front and center there. You can keep up to date with all the action by following Cass County Extension or the Cass County Fair Iowa on Facebook or Instagram. great ways to keep up to date with lots of photos and fun updates of what's going on. We do invite you to join Cass County Extension and Healthy Cass County at our booth down in the Commercial Barn. Lots of resources and information down there. We hope you'll stop by and say hi. We'll also have our Cass County Master Gardeners and several Cass County 4-H groups participating in the Family Fun Day on Saturday afternoon. Stop up in the community center and visit our hands-on STEM robotics activities, support our Cass County Youth Council with their cupcake fundraiser, and head out to the garden to visit Cass County Farm Bureau and the Cass County Master Gardeners as they put on a story walk and make some cover crop monsters. Lots of other fun activities going on that Family Fun Day. Be sure and check that out. A new activity. We're excited to get families out to the fair and exploring on Saturday from noon to 5. Again, details on all of that on our website and on our social media. We hope you'll come out and join us in the next 7 days for the Cass County Fair. Always great to see old friends make new friends and be a part of this great Cass County community that puts on our free fair, free admission to the gate, free admission to the grandstand. Please do support our food stand, as the vendors, sponsors, and food stand is what keeps our fair free. So thank a sponsor and be sure to eat at the food stand if you're enjoying our free fair. We hope to see you at the 2022 Cass County Fair. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.